Hello, everyone. This is Tim Dodd. Welcome to the Believer's Faith Challenge podcast.
Thankful to give witness to tens of thousands, yes, and to the millions that believe it. And believes it now, I believe that God's going to let me live to pack it until all around the world it's been circulated.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of the Believer's Faith Challenge podcast. We're here back in the studio with Brother Tim Dodd, who was away, went to Germany. How was the trip, Brother Tim?
God bless you, Brother Sean. God bless you, everyone. The trip was good by God's grace. You know, I just heard back from the pastor there, Brother Andreas Ringen, who was conveying the appreciation and greetings to the saints here, but which I'll do from the pulpit. But appreciation for the meetings, you know, when you're preaching to established believers mm-hmm. who are grounded in the Word and who themselves are involved in missions and getting the message out, and that's one of the great things that I appreciate about Brother Andreas. He's involved in Africa and in other places of the world, like the South Pacific and different places. Mm-hmm. When you preach to established believers, you always want to see God draw them a little bit closer. It's like an incremental step. Right. You're not going to see maybe a great step like you would overseas right. amongst new believers, right. such as baptisms, you know.
Not a giant leap.
Exactly. But he said there were many testimonies from the service. And one of the things that I appreciate is when, you know, the elders, the old established pillars in the church, come up after the service with tears in their eyes, appreciating how the Lord spoke to them on the weekend. You know, you just are thankful that we could do a little bit for the kingdom of God Amen. Amongst real, real believers. There are lovely people over there. They're in Westertimke, Germany.
I can't pronounce that.
Westertimke is opposed to Ostertimke, which is centered by, and I can't remember the word now, but Timke means town.
Ah.
Westertimke is West Town. Ostertimke is East Town, and in the middle is Church Town. So it seems like it was centered around a church uh-huh. with, you know, these different towns around. So
interesting.
Yeah. The old, when you go to these old civilizations, it's always interesting to see, you know, they've been there for 1,000 years and more. And so it's interesting to see how well established the, what would you say, the culture is,
right.
I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back, Brother Tim. We're back in the studio here for a recap of the month of March 2024. Amen. Where do we start? Message Hub?
Let's talk about the Message Hub.
What's happening on the Message Hub?
Well, in March, 83 new translations during the month in many different languages. The Japanese is still growing strong, and that's incredible. We're really happy for the work that's being done there. And as I mentioned last time, sponsored by the Believers in Louisiana.
Yeah, Evening Light.
Yeah, and so that's great. The Kurundi language from the country of Burundi is wrapping up in month of April. They should be finished their last translations of the Seed Library project. Right. And Lord willing, we'd like to get Brother Aristide, the pastor in charge, get him on the podcast. So we're trying to arrange that, and hopefully that we can accomplish that in the near future. The Koreans are active and uploading quite a number of messages. They're slowly now getting published, and we're beginning to see them appear on the Message Hub. But a lot what people don't see is that behind the scenes, there's a translator site. Mm-hmm. And so a message will be uploaded, and then it's just in text format, and the system just aligns it with the English, and then the translators can make changes. They can change the title and the name of the city and different things.
The formatting and all that as well.
Well, the formatting is pretty much done by the system.
Okay.
But, there's a little bit of formatting as far as scriptures right. or songs or different things that they can do manually. And then once they hit publish, the system generates over to the Message Hub that people see. Mm-hmm. And that's when the books get published and they're able to be downloaded. But there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes for a lot of things. There's different, we call them user interfaces that the translators need to do so that when the book publishes in their language. They also have the introduction in their language and different things. So, yeah, it works out well.
And, of course, we had Brother Timothy Buck on the podcast here on March 24th, published on the website. And the title was, What's Happening in Korea? That was a very insightful podcast.
Yeah, I think it was. I've heard some good feedback from that.
Good.
People were excited to hear about that. These are areas of the world that remind us, even when we don't know what's happening, God's doing something.
Yes, sir. Sure is.
This message is not a denomination. We have no earthly headquarters, so we often don't have a central point of reference to say what's happening over here.
Mm-hmm.
But from time to time, God will connect us, and we're excited about that.
Amen. What else on the Message Hub?
On the Message Hub, well, there's still updates and improvements going on, which will become more and more obvious over the days ahead. But I think that's the sum total of the Message Hub. We've added one new language, and it's not published yet, so I'll hold off on referring to that. But there's another language coming on board just here in the near future.
Nice. And obviously, I also know from a system perspective, there's some updates, enhancement happening on the search.messagehub version, which is a search application where you can search the message, the Bible, cross-references and all that. That's ongoing work.
Okay. Why don't you tell us what's happening?
I can't tell you more than that. There's some updates that's happening. There's a few bugs that are being fixed as well. Brother Darren and Sister Julie are actively working on that at the moment.
Yeah.
So we turn our attention to Africa.
Let's go to Africa. Let's talk about building. What's not in any particular country. Of course, the biggest need is in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned last update in February that we're going back to, we have received funds from concerned believers for these orphan congregations. So right now in Uganda, there are 11 latrines. Five of them are pretty much complete. There's six more latrines that are being built in conjunction with six churches.
Mm.
And while those six churches are being built, as we speak, there are six more churches being organized for building.
Right.
So we have the funds already. So we build generally in an area because we have a brother there that is an engineer that specifically supervises these buildings, so that they're done correctly,
mm-hmm.
and then manages the budget and all of that sort of thing. And we feel very blessed to have Brother James as the one that oversees these building projects. And so he's running the six churches and 11 latrines right now. Once those six churches are complete, we'll be ready to roll right into the next six churches there in Uganda. So we're very thankful for our dear brothers and sisters that have donated to that purpose.
Amen, indeed.
And also, we have just approved a budget for a church in Ethiopia.
Mm.
That is a group in the town of Hawassa, city of Hawassa,
yep.
which is about 4 hours south of Addis Ababa. So it will be a church similar to the style of what is built in Uganda, which is a tin on poles, and then they will have a church building in the town of Hawassa for the first time. And there, the price of property is very expensive, so we have to lease the property while we build the church. And so we have a several-year lease on that property, and they are right now building that, and that should be built by the end of May. At the end of May is when I will be going to Ethiopia and having the annual convention there in the country of Ethiopia.
And that's it? Uganda?
That's the building project.
That's the building project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's always things to talk about. We just published that article on the on the website, BibleWay.org, under the missions section, where we just kind of recap this year the baptisms that have happened in the country of Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is beyond words. I was just with Brother Ringan, as we mentioned, and he travels to Uganda also. And we talked about the country of Uganda and the amazing things that are happening there. generally speaking, when you travel in the world, and when most ministers travel, you're ministering to established congregations, believers, most of whom have been in the message for many years. But when I go to Uganda, I try to focus on gathering believers that are new in the message, mm-hmm. and taking them and challenging them with the word of the hour and bringing them into the presence of God through the anointed word and allowing them to really, as Brother Branham would say, lay in the presence of the sun,
right,
and bake some of the greenness out of them because they're new believers. And so we do that. And this year already there's been about 2,000 baptisms or over 2,000 baptisms that we know about.
Just in the past 3 months.
Just in the past 3 months. And we have an article up on the website called Uganda, Many More Souls Awakened. And there we talk specifically about a church that opened up under Brother Fred. And he shared the testimony on the podcast that he was with us on recently. But we wanted to share some of the details and pictures and video so that people could see that themselves. So if you go back and listen to the podcast with Brother Fred Chienji, when was that? What was the date of that, Brother John?
That was the one on Trials and Victories, I believe was the title.
Yes, yes.
And that one was February 25th.
Okay, so if you go back and listen to that podcast, and then you can go on to the article that we published on March 27th, with the pictures and video mm-hmm. of what was going on there. And we also included in the article a picture of an Anglican theologian being baptized.
Right.
Now, you can imagine it takes some real humility to admit you're wrong mm-hmm. as a theologian and trained in the Anglican church and coming to the revelation of the word of your hour and being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting the authority of the word of God. So there, we're very happy for the work that's being done there. I ministered amongst those people one day when I was there last November, and they definitely were new believers, and the Lord gave us a wonderful service, but especially he is opening up the word to the Anglicans, even to the leaders. Mm-hmm. And so that is I don't like to overuse the word miracle, but it certainly seems like a miracle.
Certainly, certainly. And I don't know if we covered this in the previous monthly recap of the team, but we've shipped several Bibles as well and churches' books in local languages in Uganda, right? 20,000 Bibles, I believe it was.
Well, we're right now shipping.
It's not there yet.
They're just coming off the printing press. 20,000 Luganda Bibles, along with 20,000 Luganda church age books.
Wow.
And additionally, we're also printing church age books for Karamojong and Ateso, other two languages that have been translating. And there we will have 5,000, I believe it is, Ateso church age books and 4,000 Karamojong church age books. Yeah. I could have those numbers reversed. It could be different the other way around. But nevertheless, these are languages that have not had the church age printed in their language for many, many years. And of course, the Luganda is to keep up with the central part of the awakening that's going on, mostly of Luganda-speaking people. Now, I will say I also got a note from Brother Barry Coffey, who has arranged for Bibles in the Runyakatara language.
Nice.
In the western part of the country, and I see that he's helping the believers over there. Brother James Navanabande, who has been with us on the podcast, and that's a different language and a different area of Uganda, and the awakening is surely going on there, maybe not as a voluminous of a work necessarily, but it's all part of what God's doing in this amazing work in the country of Uganda. Mm. It's an indescribable work, Brother John.
Amazing.
I'm running out of words to describe it. It's I can't, every podcast I could talk about it and say the things that I hear, the things that I see, the meetings that I get pictures of mm-hmm. weekly. Of
incredible, but
new
true.
Believers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I really enjoyed in the article we published was when Brother Fred was invited to go preach in that church, and he sent his son.
Yes.
To spy the land, and his son goes, they're already preaching the message.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, I really enjoyed that portion.
That the pastor of the church, of course, first was introduced to the message in the meeting that I had there at the right. Cedar Church.
Yeah.
Where God did some wonderful, wonderful things. And then he began to attend the ministers' meetings that Brother Fred was having mm-hmm. every 2 weeks. He has a ministers' meeting for the new ministers. And then but they didn't know if he was for real, you know, and that's legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, in Africa, sometimes I'll say people latch on to movements because maybe there's some funding involved or right. something, you know, and
yeah.
they can justify it that
way.
Why can
I get out of this?
Exactly. Yeah. But when Brother Fred sent his son Moses to spy out the land, they found out that indeed mm-hmm. that the message was already being preached in the church. He was preaching the things that he was hearing in the ministers' meetings and introducing that to his people. So God had prepared the ground. They went in, baptized unexpectedly, baptized over 350
people
right yeah. in the church there.
Aye.
And they didn't even know that the church had a baptismal tank, but God had prepared everything and mm-hmm. the people were blessed to receive the word.
Ah, that's amazing. Truly, we run out of words.
Yeah.
It's how do you explain this? You can't explain this. You cannot justify, for lack of a better word, why is this still going on? Every single time you feel like, oh, maybe it's going to die out, but there's a new, fresh breath of the Holy Spirit that blows in that country.
There's more there than we're able to meet. And I'll give you an example. I was just talking with Brother Stephen Abali, and he was telling me that, or let me take a step back and say, we help them with transportation costs to get these people to baptisms. Okay, so mm-hmm. what happens is, although Uganda is not a dry country by any means, it's not just anywhere that you can baptize people. So you've got to take the people to where the water is.
Yeah.
And the people don't have transportation. So you've got to hire transportation, whether it's in the form of buses or trucks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because you're not talking about two or three people, you're talking about sometimes 50, 75, 100 people at a time,
yeah.
sometimes hundreds of people at a time. Now you have to transport hundreds of people. That's a little expensive. So we help the brothers with costs to get the people from where they are to a place that they can be baptized, mm-hmm. okay? And there they have a baptismal service. Usually, well, of course, we'll spend hours baptizing people if you're talking that many.
Yeah.
And in my last conversation with Brother Stephen, he told me that they could really use more funds than we are allotting to them, that they have many baptisms that are waiting to take place. But because of monetary constraints,
yeah.
they're just not able to meet all of the needs that are there. And I'll say that as Bible believers, we just don't have the funds available that could be utilized
yeah.
in such a situation. So if the people that are listening would pray with us, then God will supply for the need that is there. There certainly is a need to increase the expenses to just to get the people to the waters of baptism. We're so thankful that we have been able to print 20,000 more church age books. 10%, you give these church age books to people that have embraced the message. Well, 2,000 people have embraced the message yeah. so far this year
mm-hmm.
amongst the brothers that are baptizing them. That's not including the ones that are baptized by their own pastor
right.
that has already received the message or have come into a new message church somewhere
mm-hmm.
and have been baptized. So already 10% of those church age books, which haven't even arrived yet, are already accounted for.
Yeah.
They're already going to be immediately given out, and plus whatever other demand is lingering there. So there's a lot of needs in Uganda still. I was talking with Brother Ringan, and I said, you know, it's amazing to be involved in it, but more than that, I count it an honor to be involved with what God's doing in Uganda. I count it a privilege that the Lord has allowed us here at Bible Believers to work in such a mighty move of God.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's an absolute honor and a privilege.
Absolutely.
I would give my everything.
Amen.
To help support the work of the Lord there.
Amen. 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 Well, that's it for the month of March 2024. We'll see you again next week, God willing, with another podcast. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. Remember, friends, the bridegroom will not come until the bride has made herself ready. She must be both called and fully dressed by the Word of God.
This was another episode of the Believer's Faith Challenge Report podcast. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to hear more about what the Lord is doing around the world, please go to www.bibleway.org. That's www.bibleway.org. And subscribe to the newsletter to receive updates about what the Lord is doing. Additionally, if you desire to contact us, please email us at info@bible-believers.org. Once more, that's info@bible-believers.org. Or you can also write to us, and our mailing address is Bible Believers, P.O. Box 128, Blaine, Washington, 98231. Until next time, shalom.